So hello, and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. And today I have a surprise guest because I don't even know him to the person that well, but I've been kind of playing with him and interacting with him online for a long time, and we have a lot of fun kind of bantering back and forth and sharing maybe some of my love of R&B and his kind of creative imagination. So I'd like to welcome one of my, probably one of the most online gifted people I've met, Maurice Evans. Welcome, Maurice.
Oh, thank you, Erica, for such wonderful words that you've said. It feels really good. Thank you so much. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, what kind of got you into this, like helping people show up online? Because it just seems like some people struggle with it, like right and left.
I think like many of us who are involved in any of the giving industries, any of the heart-centered industries, we didn't get it ourselves, right? We're doing what we wish someone would have done for us. I wish someone
Right.
had walked me through. I wish someone had reached out. I wish somebody had helped me. I wish somebody had showed me some of the ins and outs. I wish somebody had taken me under their wing. I wish somebody had shared their resources. And I just try and be that person. And of course, the alter side of that is sometimes we do a little too much. And our expectations are not necessarily met because sometimes we believe more in people than they believe in themselves, right? And that's one of the things that my wife and I are working on now is realizing that we can't want more for someone than what they want for themselves.
Well, that's true too, because some of the people I work with who are authors, like, they just don't really want to do the online stuff, you know? And yet they feel this sort of pressure to do the online stuff. And so then and what I share is truly be yourself. Like,
That
don't
part.
try to be, you know, Kardashian. Don't try to be, you know, don't try to be the weightlifting geek who's perfect, you know, just be that person you are who's not everyone else, you know?
Can we unpack that for a little bit?
Yeah, how does that match with what you teach? Because you seem like you teach everything really well.
It's a lot of what we teach is centered around that part. So it seems like it fits with everything just because it's dealing with, you being your authentic self. But this concept of trying to be a Kardashian, trying to be a Beyonce, trying to be The Rock or Jason Momoa, or let's talk about some other really good looking people.
I think you got me
Like,
at The Rock. The Rock's pretty good. Well, no, I
one of
try
my
not to be
very
interested
best
in people that are
friends.
that well liked by so many people.
Right.
Okay, Denzel. Oh,
I don't
Denzel.
know. I could be wrong, but I think the bodies might have a little something to do with their likability factor. A little easy on the eyes. But here's a fun fact. I know you are a music fan, but you may not know my mother was a Motown singer.
Mary, what was her last
Mary
name?
Wheeler. Yes.
Yeah.
So she sang with the Crystals, the Tiffanys, the Marvelettes. And as a child, people like Smokey Robinson would take me to lunch or what have you. And
Dang.
so there were all kinds of people from Bob Marley to Aretha Franklin that traveled through my grandmother's house.
Nice.
Her
Nice.
house was the spot. There were rehearsals in the basements and things. And so one of the interesting things is that I've never really truly been that starstruck because I saw these people on the regular, and they were no different than any of my other aunts or uncles. So it was just a time when they went and did their job. We got to go to a show. Oh, we're going on tour. Oh, we're doing a rehearsal. These were just parts of life. And they would get on the stage and they would do their thing and then they would get off. And they are real people with real challenges. They have hopes, they have dreams, they have fears, they have insecurities. They're real people. And so this is one of the things that we get shocked when they have a relationship breakup or you know, something goes on in their life. And it's like, well, they're just like us. They are us. They just get on the stage. And this is where the problem with trying to be like the image that we see, because the image that we see is not that person. Right? When you see Kardashian.
It's the supercharged component of that. But and I, you know, it's really interesting, Maurice, because I grew up in a similar environment, not with the Motown, but my dad was a journalist and got us backstage to all the concerts. And so when I was, say, 12 or 11, I'm backstage at all these concerts in Oakland, you know, the Days on the Green, like all these concerts. I'm backstage at one was called The Last Waltz. It was really famous at one point. And I always got to see the singers and the actors and the movie stars like as people, you know,
When they were out
like,
of character.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, as a journalist, I'd interview them and they'd put on a show, right? But then I'd try to get, I did get to interview Toots from Toots and the Maytals. And I know, he was just charming. He was so kind. Like, behind the scenes, he was just not ego at all. You know, what some of the best ones are so easy to going. You know,
So, and that's
I'm
the whole
expecting.
point of what we try and help people do. First of all, we want you to realize that you have superpowers, and that the way for you to discover that is to realize that you don't have to do anything to get them. You don't have to be something to get them. You're born with them. And what the world needs is for you to be your true, authentic self, who you really are. When you can activate your super self and exercise your superpowers, that's when you bring power and value to every encounter that you have. Now, here's the thing. When we talk about the four primary types, then what happens is there are people who are more inwardly thoughtful, but they're watching people who the show shows them as outwardly expressive. So when you think about people like my mother, or you think about people like, say, a Michael Jackson, who on stage are phenomenal, but in person, they're very to themselves and they're very quiet and they're not trying to steal the show and they're not trying to do all those things there because that's their temperament. They would rather sit and read a book. And what happens is people who see something in a person's personification, their quote unquote personality, their presented behavior style, what the world expects of them. Sometimes we feel like, oh, I wish I was more like that person, but that's not our superpower. That's not what's inside of us. And because that's not what's inside of us, it causes a dysfunction. It causes mental anguish because we're trying to be something that we're not. And we can still be great. We can still express our superpower, even though it's different from that what we see. And so sometimes people read books, they take courses, they get involved in groups, and they try and follow a path that actually is counterintuitive to their actual preferred behavior style. Their inherent, as psychologists call it, their inherent characteristics, their source traits
Yeah.
that they're
And
born with.
I have a sort of a take on when COVID struck too, because a lot of people who'd sort of been extroverted by force of their work or, you know, by force of society, by forces of whatever, all of a sudden, like, rekindled their inner introvert, right? Like, this
An
happened to
opportunity to
me.
reset.
And
Right.
I loved it. Like, I've never felt so alive as when I didn't have to be so, on all the time. It was actually fascinating when it struck because I just found myself more willing to be okay with me because all of a sudden, like, everybody was that way, whether they liked it or not, you know?
It forced a lot of people to face themselves,
Yeah.
which most people have spent their lives avoiding. And this
That's
forced that.
true.
And but this
That's
is
true.
also why there were a lot of separations of relationships of various kinds, because they were
Well, also
forced to deal
because
with who
people
the
were
real
stuck in
person
their,
was.
well, they were also stuck in their house with their spouse
Yeah,
without
that part
any
too, kind of got
breaks,
on each other's nerves.
like, for instance, say the guy is a teacher and he's at school all day every day, and then he comes home tired and he's worked out, and he sees his wife and she's been gone all day, and then they both had these big days, and now they come home, they have dinner, and they go to bed. But now they wake up at 6 and there's nothing but each other.
There's that person all day long.
But you know what? For me, like, I know with my family, I'm not gonna lie, I actually enjoyed getting closer with my family. I really did because my kids were at the point where they were gonna be all gone and I got to have that one little more time with them.
Well, it sounds like you were reflective during that time too, again, getting in touch with your authentic self. And see, the thing is, the more we get in touch with our own authentic self, then the more we're able to navigate life in general in a healthy way. Because one of the things that happens is once I recognize my own superpowers, then I begin to realize that everybody has superpowers. So I can now recognize and respect the superpowers of others more readily.
And that self-acknowledgement, like, that's something that I work a lot with authors on that who write, and then they're like scared, they have imposter syndrome, or they're scared to acknowledge. Like, I tell them each of their writings is important. Even if seven other people wrote similar stories, theirs their very own, because someone else can only hear the way they say it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and their story is their story. Nobody has their story,
Nobody
right?
does. You're right.
Nobody
And
does. We can all be in the exact same situation, but what brought me to the situation is different than what brought you to the situation. And what happens after the situation is going to be different in my life than it is in your life.
it's
So
crazy.
I think I'm not a fan. There's certain things that I'm not a fan of that I just really don't love. And I believe that they've been kind of sensationalized for the sake of selling more courses. So I'm not a big fan of time management. I'm not a big fan of imposter syndrome. I'm not a big fan of these things because I think that they're more things that cause a fear inside people to cause them to then go to whatever the solution is that someone is talking about, right? Because people, it's impossible for you to be an imposter in your own self. Think about that. You're always going to be you. Even when you're trying to pretend to be someone else, you're still you. Now, it may not be an authentic version of you, but it's still you.
Yeah.
And when we're talking about things like being an author or a speaker or a coach, right? If we would just get past the part that you started with, trying to be like somebody else, that fake it till you make it, that let me present this Instagram version of myself. Let me go rent a vehicle and rent a house. Let me do these things to try and impress people. The minute I'm trying to impress someone, well, that's what's going to lead to imposter syndrome because I know I'm not being authentic. If I acknowledge, if I just say, hey, you know what? I just started and you're going to be my first customer. If I can say that, there's not going to be any imposter syndrome there. Right? The problem
Point.
is people don't want to say that. They want to pretend like I have it all together. If I don't have it all together, it's okay. I don't have to have it all together. I just have to be one step ahead of you to guide you. That's it.
That's it. Point.
One
So
step.
tell us, Maurice, tell us more about your business and kind of, I know you did mention coaching and you like to help coaches. So just kind of describe to me like how that works and what your program offers.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a company called Powernality. We've actually been working on it for 7 years. And are you familiar with any personality assessments like DISC or Myers-Briggs, MBTI, that kind of stuff? 16
I think most
personalities.
people are, yeah.
I like to ask that question because I do run across people who are like, no, what is that? So it is the same thing, a psychometric profile that my wife and I created 7 years ago. And it is a strengths-based personality assessment and training program. We call those strengths superpowers. And what we've
Nice.
done is we've created superhero avatars that represent those unique superpowers of those personality types. And so again, we just believe everybody's born with these superpowers and we help people discover them and we want to help them activate their super self. And so that's why it seems like we're involved with a lot of different things because people are involved with anything, and if we can get people to be who they are, then they're going to excel in whatever it is that they're doing. We like working with speakers, we like working with coaches, and so we are just launching. You may have seen some of the news articles that we've been featured in that I posted on social media. We just are launching Super Powered University. And that
Nice.
is something where we are doing the certifications to teach people how to help other people through Powernality, how to get certified to use these tools to help people discover their superpowers and to activate their super self. But we also now are just launching the element where we are funding people who want to be a highly paid speaker or a highly paid coach in 2024. So we're going to give them
2024, maybe.
2024 is coming up. We're real close. Well, as we're recording this, it may be 2024 when they hear this. So, but this is throughout the whole year of 2024, we're looking at helping 500 people get certified and become highly paid speakers and coaches. We consider highly paid $10,000 and up. And so there are specific
I love
tools and
it.
processes. People who have followed my journey know that I've been a marketing consultant since 92. I've been coach since 94. I've been speaking on stages since I was 2 years old in front of cameras. So this is something where we are bringing world-class training, but we're also providing them with the tools necessary to make it happen, to tell their story and get paid for that, to use their experience and get paid for that, to use the tools and get paid for that. And so we just believe that the more people you help, kind of like, Zig Ziglar said, if you want to be successful, help as many people as you can get what they want. And people
Love it.
want to be healed. People want to be free. People want to be empowered. And that's what we want to help people do that for other people. So that's what
I
we
love
do,
it.
and we're
Perfect.
excited about this opportunity that we have now because we're basically covering most of the costs. And the way that it's set up is we'll pay 80% of the materials. You need a website, but not a free Wix website, not a GoDaddy website, not a Vistaprint website, right? If you're gonna,
Like an actual website.
well,
Yeah.
yeah, you really need to pay five figures to get a quality, high quality website if you're saying,
My team builds them. You can shout me out.
yeah, sh shout out to Erica's team because if you're going to say, hey, it's $10,000 for me to come speak and do a talk, you can't have a do-it-yourself website, right? But
Yeah,
they
you really
need,
need something pretty.
yeah, you need a professional. You need a sizzler reel. You need a promo video. You need a one sheet. You need all of the things to be in place that says, I am a high-end coach. I am a high-end speaker. And so what we're doing is we're funding those things. And they don't have to pay us back until they start making money as a speaker or as a coach. So there's no fixed payment plan. There's no interest. There's no credit checks. There's none of that kind of stuff. We just really want to help people. And so this is our way of giving back and helping our industry really up level. There's a lot of people that really want to do it, but they don't know where to start. They don't know how to bring things together. They don't know how to get things done. So that's what we're doing. But PowerNality is the core of all of these things. And you ever thought of yourself as a superhero?
I have my own superpowers,
You
absolutely.
do.
I do.
Absolutely.
I'm very blessed. I have so many gifts. I am so blessed, honestly. But I did want to do two things. I want to shout out to your fun web presence. How can they find you on Facebook? Because I got to tell you guys, like, you'll catch me playing with Maurice on this Facebook page. So you gotta
Well,
share. I know that's not strictly business, but we gotta let people know.
there's two, right? So the business one is Maurice W. Evans, right? Facebook.com/Maurice W. Evans. That's for the serious people. If you like shenanigans, if you like memes, if you like, apparently Erica likes shenanigans. So if you want the shenanigans, then you can find my page, facebook.com/igrowyourbiz. And I've been on Facebook for so long, there were not separate business and personal profile pages. So that's why it's kind of reversed. Yeah. And then eventually one day they created this thing called, hey, we have a fan page now and you can like them. And so then I was like, oh, well, I got to do that in my real name instead of my business name. So yeah, there's all kinds of memes. What's some of the favorite memes you've seen lately on my page, Erica?
Oh God, don't ask me things like that, Maurice. One of the things about my brain, okay, I have superpowers, but I also have super weaknesses, and I don't remember much. Like,
Well,
nothing
there's
stays in
always
my head. And
limitations.
you can testify. My daughter's here, you can testify. She knows to if she wants something, you gotta text me or you gotta email me, or maybe even both.
Okay.
And she's my daughter.
I was just wondering, curious if there was one that you kind of remembered that was recent that stood out to you.
No, I think mostly what I like is when you'll say something and then I'll respond sort of in an unexpected way, and then you just kind of roll with it.
Oh,
So
you're always saying something unexpected. I love it. I'm like, okay, good. Let's play.
I know, because so many people they just like and
Right.
then they done. Like, okay, that's it. We're done.
There's
Like,
a lot
I
of
like.
observers. There's a lot of silent
Yeah.
observers. This has always
Yeah.
been the case. Most people are wallflowers, as we used to call them back when we were in forums and bulletin board services. Not wallflowers, wallflies. So call them wallflies. Most people just kind of want to watch and see other people engage and interact. When it comes to social media, when we're doing social media training, we talk about the two types of engagement. There's macro engagement and there's micro engagement, right? Macro engagement is where you see the people like and the people comment. And that's the things where people want everyone to know that they did that. But most people are more inwardly thoughtful. And like my wife, she doesn't even want you to see that she liked it. She just looks at it and she thinks about her response in her own head, and then she scrolls right past it. You're never going to know that she saw it. Those are micro engagers. Those are the ones who will talk to you one-on-one in a private message. Interestingly enough, macro engagement doesn't pay you for business, right? You can't deposit engagement. My bank won't let me, if I say, hey, I got 5,000 likes, I got 300 comments, they're like, oh, that's nice, but we can't deposit any of that. The money comes from your micro engagers, who are usually different than the macro engagers. It's usually when I have something and people say, oh, I'm interested, oh, I want to be a part of that, oh, give me more details, more information. Those people are usually not buyers. The buyers are the ones who private message me. The buyers are the ones who see that other people are interested and never show that they're interested, but they end up being the buyer.
I
And
love it.
so
Well, Maurice,
we pay attention to the micro engagement rather than the macro engagement.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time. Maybe just
My
one more time,
pleasure.
tell everyone then your website where people can reach you and find out more.
Powernality.com, Powernality. And that'll end up linking you to all the different things as we expand. It's actually in the process of a wonderful makeover right now. We've got all the little superhero characters on there. So definitely check that out, powernality.com. And remember, your personality is your superpower. So be you.
Love it.